It is April 10th, 2024. It's 9:46 a.m. So let's start with the temperature. Yes, I am obsessed with temperature. I'll tell you why. It is 11 degrees Celsius. So the reason why I'm kind of obsessed with weather is I used to ride motorcycles. And if you're a motorcycle rider, you're very obsessed with weather, because if the weather is good, you go out for a ride. But if it's beautiful outside, you need to know if it's going to be what kind of temperature it is, because the wind will give you wind chill. The temperature will feel different compared to just standing still, and how sunny it is, how dry it is, what's the weather like 4 hours from now. And so that's why you get very obsessed with that. Also, because I camp a lot, I get very obsessed with weather. So I actually have an InReach Mini that gives me weather when I go out camping. So I know exactly what's actually happening weather-wise. I also have another GPS that gives me barometric pressure. So if I have two of them, so one will give me exact weather report, plus the other one gives me the barometric pressure, so I know if it's a storm is coming or not. So that's why I'm kind of obsessed with weather. I've always been fascinated with weather, so that's why I constantly checking the weather. So yeah. So the equipment that I ordered yesterday will be arriving. One of them is arriving today, and the other one's arriving on Friday. So it is what it is. I'm still gonna be planning to carry at least a recorder and a mic with me, just to, again, to test the weight of it. So that's going to be fun. I also looked at a couple of things as well too. I think my kit itself is done, minus the Bluetooth adapter. I did check again last night how much the adapter costs. It's actually $50. So that's actually pretty reasonable. The last time I checked was $100. So probably the price dropped for the Bluetooth module for the recorder. So I might get that when I get to downtown again. When I actually have time to walk around downtown, I'll get it at the local camera store. Actually has it there. And I think this kit is done, because to be honest with you, I've just been going through the checklist of what I need and what I'm planning to use for this, how I'm planning to use the this podcasting setup kit. It's actually done. I literally just have to wait for that keys to come in on Friday, put everything together and test it out, because so far the biggest thing that I'm kind of debating to bring with me is my headphones, or I have headphones or earbuds to do a just to monitor the recorder and also edit. My setup right now, my workflow itself, I don't have to EQ anything. Everything's pretty flat when I get it, because of the again, I made sure the mic fits my voice, so I don't have to worry about EQing the podcast after. I just put a compressor in it and I'm good to go. So I just need to get something to monitor the recording, or to confirm the recording if I need something a little bit more accuracy. If I do want to get a flat headphones, it gets bigger and bulkier, right? So it's sort of the piece of purpose having something portable. I do have studio grade or studio grade in-ear monitors, but it's one of those things that it is pretty old. There's only one driver. So if I do decide to go that route to get a custom made one, I'll probably just get a custom made one. But so far, I don't have to do anything. This is actually going to work perfectly. If I do need to bring a little bit more portable, a bit more, if I need to bring something more useful going forward, especially if it's going to be, if I need noise cancellation headphones and all that stuff, I'll just bring my noise cancelling headphones from Bose. It's the old series. I think it's the Q something. It's one of the older ones. But it is a pretty good headphones. It's real. It doesn't put too much color in the on your audio. It gives a little bit more realistic what people are actually gonna listen, how it's supposed to sound like. So I'm pretty confident mixing in that mixing any podcast going forward with those headphones. So plus when they pack up, they have their own case, and I can use that on the plane as well too. So it's pretty versatile. So I'm kind of looking at that to bring that just in case, especially if I'm flying long distance. I'll just do that. Typically, I use my my Beats Pro wireless. Then that works actually really well because they wrap around my ear. So, anywho, I'm just rambling now. But no, today is actually pretty nice. I'm hoping to pack a lunch and head outside for lunch and hopefully to do some recording. But depending on my schedule, I do have to write a technical paper by the end of today. It's a last minute request from the pursuit team that we're pursuing this this project. So they're looking for technical writing, just to go through the scope of work. So I gotta put that together this morning, because I actually write better in the morning rather than at night. If I can get this done before lunchtime, perfect. I'm heading out. If not, that means I have to finish writing this this technical document. The good news is the requirement's only for one page, so it's not that bad. But still, I have to literally concentrate on writing and making sure that technically it's there and safe, and not too technically that people will just go over their heads. So I gotta make sure that's that makes sense for everyone. So yeah, so we'll start with that. It is 11:06 a.m. and I'm very envious with writers can just write anything they want. Everything just comes out of their heads and they start typing. I'm not a writer. I've never been a writer. I write because it's my requirement. It's my job to write things like technical documents. And yeah, I normally do this kind of work early in the morning, because during the afternoon around 1 o'clock, my brain starts getting mushy and I only want to do mundane tasks in the afternoon. I don't know why, but this one page I'm putting together right now, it's taking me 2 hours to write. Typically it's pretty simple, but my brain is not into writing this document. So to fix this writer's block, I've been listening to DJ's mixes in YouTube, and I'm actually going all the way back to like 2-3 years ago in some of the channels that does DJ like playlists on YouTube. Because the music at that time is less, it's more mellow compared to what they're playing now. So it's just nice to have that in the background. Typically, I listen to movies or TV shows just to get that up and running. But if I watch those shows, it has to be non-technical. So it can't be sci-fi, can't be tutorials, or can't be webinars or anything like that, because I have a tendency to write what I'm listening. So that was a bad idea. So it's a bad way to do this kind of work. So ending up listening to just music just to just clear my head a bit. So and yeah, like it's 11 o'clock. I might eat something at 12:30. Good news is I'm supposed to do a one pager. I'm more than a page. I'm pretty close to a full page, but it's a big. I have, in other words, I have to write a technical paper, a brief that's a technical enough that everyone, all the technical people and all the engineers can read it, but at the same time, it's not too technical so the owner can read it without making it too overly complicated. Yeah, that's how they want the paper at. So the requirements is demonstrate a clear understanding of the project requirements and knowledge of the key issues involved in a project of this type. One pager. It's like, okay, where I'm acknowledging we know the scope, but we're acknowledging there's our issues. So it's like, it's like saying, yeah, we understand the scope of work that you provided to us. This is how we're bringing it down, and we're going to say the issues that we might have issues with. It's like saying that, yeah, we understand, but here's the problem that we're seeing that potentially can be an issue, but we're not really sure until we get there. So that's how I'm trying to write it, making me sound like I know what I'm doing, but to be humble in the same time. And my wife told me that I'm not a humble person. So it can be very complicated to do this kind of technical writing, because if you're not a humble person, this can be very, very hard. And apparently I'm not humble. So it can be whatever. It is what it is. I'm planning to finish this off before lunchtime. I just want to take a break and do something else rather than typing things. So, yeah. I'm still trying to get out of the house, but I do need to finish this paperwork before I can actually hide outside for a couple of hours. But we'll see. I'm still trying to figure out what to do for dinner. As soon as I figure out dinner, that means I can go grocery shopping. But if I can't figure out dinner, then yeah, it's just going to be a thing. Oh boy. It is 12:39 p.m. So I finished the document, the technical document. So I realized after finishing it, I personally have this rule, not a rule, but I see writing four ways. The first one is casual writing. Casual writing for me is like text messages and occasional quick email, nothing fancy. Two is formal writing. So if you're writing an email, doesn't matter if it's personal business, that's for me, or if you're just writing, you know, things that needs to be somewhat like someone else is going to read, yeah, that's considered formal writing for me. Thirdly is, well, three and four are just somewhat the same. It's the same. When the other one is number four, it's actually 3.1. So the third one is actually technical writing. I categorize technical writing in two ways. One is formal technical writing. The other one is, one's technical writing and the other one's design brief style technical writing. We'll start with design brief. Design brief for me is like a very high level writing that's descriptive, but at the same time doesn't have the frills and the pomp and circumstances of formal writing. It feels like you're reading a broken sentence, because it needs to be up to the front. It has to be very purposely. Technical writing, it's even worse than technical design brief. Technical writing, like specification, anything like that, you have to be very, very precise. The way you say things, it has to be really what it's supposed to mean, right? Like, in my job, if I'm telling someone on location or whatever, or in the field, I need someone to mount something on the wall. I have to be very specific and say, this monitor shall be mounted on the south wall, for example. Shall can be interpreted, it could be here, right? It can be anywhere. It could be very loosely interpreted, exactly. It's just general, it's very generalized. If I say this display will be mounted on the south wall at this particular height, then the reader, the intent is you have no choice. You have to put it here. No questions asked. It's very, very specific. Like, for example, if you're doing formal writing, for me, it'll be like, when you arrive, the display shall be mounted or the display is mounted on a wall, block, must be on a wall, so people can see all that good stuff. But in technical writing, it's going to be the opposite, is of like, you do it here, no questions asked. Or you do it here, but I'll give you the freedom of interpreting it differently, but you still have to put in this wall, right? So it can be very, because yeah, you literally have to switch your mind. Because when one time I was writing a technical document, I told my wife to read it for me, because I was been writing this document for past like 2 days now, 2 or 3 days. I told her, hey, I need a break. I need you to read this. Tell me what you think and how you interpreted this. As soon as she read it, she's like, why are you guys speaking very robotically and very intense and not formal, right? And I told her that, hey, we need to give the intent of what the documents or what the sentence is supposed to say without the frills and without the I'll call it the lovey-dovey portion of formal writing. So she's like, if someone's reading this, like, it doesn't make any sense. It feels like it's like a 10-year-old writing it. And I'm like, yeah, that's the point. It's supposed to be very in front of you with no wiggle room of misinterpreting the documents. So yeah, so that's what I've been doing all morning. I'm finally done. So typically when I write something like this, I usually, if I finish early in the morning, if I finish around noon, I don't look at it until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, because I need to do something else to sort of cleanse my brain of like how this is supposed to read. It's like it needs to be cleansed. If I finish at the end of the day, I normally don't look at it until mid-morning the next day, because personally for me, writing something like this can be very daunting. Can be very exhausting. So because you're concentrating to say what you want to say descriptively, but you have to say it in a way that it has to be purposely. I'm not sure if I make any sense here, but right now that's how I proceed technical writing. You don't have all the nicety of formal writing than technical writing. So that's my rant for technical writing. I'm glad I don't have to do it for the rest of the week, hopefully. I just have to review things now. I just still have a design to finish off by the end of the week, but whatever. It is what it is. It's. I think we actually hit the high. Oh, no. We're 1 degree we're 1 degree out from our high of 18. It's 17 right now. So I'm hoping to step out this afternoon. I do have a conference call at 2 to do things, whatever. So I might head out after that, grab something to eat. No, not eat, but grab something for dinner tonight. And just enjoy the rest of the night. I don't know what I'm planning to eat yet. But I don't know what the wifey wants. But I just checked my wife's schedule, because we share calendars. And it looks like she's busy and she's not going to be home until like late. So I got to find something that's easy to cook, easy to eat, and for her to just heat it up and good to go. So I don't know. I might do pita, make our own pita day. I'm not sure yet, but something simple, something easy, because personally, I'm running out of ideas of something to cook. Like I told her a few days last week that I have no clue what to cook anymore. Every time I think about cooking something, I'm kind of like, oh, I don't want to cook this because I have to spend a few more hours in front of the stove, the heat. And after that, I'm like, I just want to rest. I just want to put my feet up and relax. But yeah, we've been eating out lately. We've been eating out. We've been eating out for the past month and a half, 2 months now. Because I've been, Like I mentioned before, I was going back and forth between our place and downtown Toronto, the hospital, back and forth. And when my mom passed, we were dealing with a lot of like family in town, getting them situated, dealing with the funeral plans and all that stuff. So this last week and this week was our first time to actually, hey, let's sit down and actually make dinner. And sort of going back to normal. But unfortunately, when I got back from work, I got piled of projects that needs to be finished soon. So that was a welcome back. So that was not very fun. But I just need to figure out what to eat. I'll probably wait for it to come back and then I'll grab something from across the street and eat outside or something if it's still nice. But I think it's time for me to try to finish as much as I can until my conference call, then leave after or leave around 4 o'clock and do some grocery shopping, hopefully, if I figure out what I'm going to eat. I might bug with the wifey later on and see what she wants to eat and go from there. It is 3:35 p.m. And I'm watching the Jays game right now. It is an afternoon game, and I just found out that I can actually work at the stadium. They call it Jays at Work or something like that. So I got to find out more about this, because it'll be great to suggest that to the office, because the company I work for, there's a lot of people watches the Jays. So if I suggest that, you think they'll go for it? Maybe. So I'm actually going to be going to step out for about 45 minutes just to go outside, hang out, put my feet up. It is 19 degrees, so I just want to get out of the house and get some fresh air. I do need to finish a book that I need to record tomorrow, if I can. It's for the Your Bookmark podcast, a new book that we're reading. It's pretty neat. Definitely check them out, actually. I'm going to put it in the description, if I remember. I should put it in the description, so you guys can actually check it out. It's pretty neat. I'm thinking about heading out and just get some fresh air and put my feet up and finish the book. And same time, if I finish reading it, I'll watch the game outside until dinner time for Marco. I was hoping to bring the recorder downstairs to do some recording for the log, but it is kind of windy, and I am still waiting for the wind jammer to come in. It's supposed to be arriving soon. I don't know how soon, but it should be arriving soon. So, so I'm going to wait for that thing to come in. Then I will start playing with that and start recording with that outside. I'm hoping that's going to be a nice day again tomorrow. But if it is, my workload is actually lighting up a bit. So I'm going to do is I'll probably grab something to eat, head out, grab lunch, and stay at the park and just eat at the park and go home after that and get some groceries, because if I can do that, that'll be great. There's enough work that keeps everyone busy, but at the same time, if you have good process like I do, you can get everything done pretty fast. So so I'm gonna head out and see how it feels like, and while I'm outside, I'm going to find out what I'm going to have for dinner and what I'm going to be cooking. I have this feeling it will be something simple and something easy, because it's too hot to cook. They haven't turned on the air condition yet, the centralized air condition. They still have the heater on 19 degree weather. But we'll see. It's supposed to be, normally gets turned off around May. But we'll see if that works out. It is 6:06 p.m. So I just got back inside. So I spent about an hour outside, and it was beautiful. No, actually more than an hour, about an hour and a half. It was really nice to be outside. It was nice and breezy. At the same time, the sun actually keeps you warm. But it's really nice to be outside. I think going forward, what I'm planning to do is I'm just going to dress up to work like I normally go in, pretending that I'm actually going to leave the house and go to the office or go to a site or a meeting. And so if I have time, I can actually go outside, do a lap around the block and back to work. I think that's what I'm going to do going forward. So at least I'm ready to go outside and just, you know, be outside. So I did check my new wind jammer is arriving like soon. I saw the Amazon guys outside delivering, so hopefully it'll be arriving soon, just so I can get that sorted out and use it and see how it sounds like. If there's a break on a rain, it's supposed to be raining all day tomorrow, so actually it's gonna rain until Saturday for break, then rains again on Sunday, break on Monday, then rain for the next 7 days straight. Hopefully the long range forecast is wrong, because having rain for 7 days straight is very depressing. I lived in Vancouver, and it rains there 6 months of the year, so at least I'm sort of prepared mentally for it. But that's actually a bad thing, because I actually had a mental breakdown. Not a mental breakdown, but I get I put it this way. The company I was working for back then sent me to Seattle to get some sun because they know I was like very, I was mounting off big time and realized that this is my first winter in Vancouver. So they sent me to Seattle to get some sun during winter. It's the same weather pattern in Seattle and Vancouver, but at that time, there's actually sun. So, yeah, I had to go down there and for the day, but it was nice of them doing that. But no, I'm saying that it's supposed to rain 7 days straight after Tuesday. Tuesday to Sunday? Or no, Tuesday to more than that. Tuesday to Monday, Monday, Tuesday. It's supposed to rain straight. I know it's going to be a very wet week next week, but what can we do, right? It's spring. Normally we get weirder weather patterns, but yeah. So I digress. I actually kind of looking over the Bluetooth. I was thinking about the Bluetooth thing again. If it's only $50, I'm definitely gonna get it because it's $50. If it's more than $50, then I will not get it because it's Bluetooth. Bluetooth, in my opinion, again, going back to this over and over again, Bluetooth should be part of any new devices. It's just me. The Bluetooth dongle for the PortoCapture X8 will be a nice to have. But if it's $50 and I'm in the area, then I'll grab it because it will give me the opportunity to pair my phone or my iPad on it to it, so I can actually have controls instead of going back and forth on the screen app itself. Because the touchscreen is nice, but it's not as responsive compared to a phone, for example, right? But it'll be nice as well too if Tascam will actually have the ability to attach like a mixer, a USB mixer to the PortoCaster. That'll be great because theoretically we have eight potential faders that we can use to control this. And we have that. Oh my gosh, that'll be like amazing. You can literally control the whole thing with an iPad. Dare to dream. But that I was thinking about that, and it'd be nice to control everything through Bluetooth, but it's not a priority. Priority will be like, hey, I need another mic. Or, hey, I need a Bluetooth. Bluetooth is not going to be part of that priority. It is available. I haven't even checked any stores around my area, but I know there's one downtown. There's several of them downtown that actually carries it. So definitely going to be looking at that. If the weather is a little better on Tuesday, like tomorrow, I might go out and just do a log outside with the new wind jammers and hear what it actually sounds like. It's supposed to be windy as well, so it's a great test. Yeah, so, yeah. Yeah, today, for work-wise, it was pretty uneventful. Like I mentioned before, I finished all the stuff that I have to get done. I have another small project that I have to deal with. But it's giving me, I have at least 3 weeks to finish that off. It's a small one, but there's other things that's considered priority right now. So you have to deal with that. And I just found out today is Happy Sibling Day. So my brother actually messaged me and say Happy Siblings Day. Next thing you know, my sister saying that. So I messaged back to my both of them saying, hey, Happy Us Day. So this is just really nice. I also noticed that I have a travel journal thing that I modified to do photos instead of travel journaling, and I haven't really printed any photos because my goal was to print a photo every day to make a memory of the whole year, right? But I ended up stopped doing it or took a pause around January because I just got really busy. Plus, I was waiting for two-sided tape. I was waiting for paper for printing. It was just, I was waiting. Next thing you know, nothing really came. It finally arrived, and life got in the way, so I haven't really printed. So I'm going to start printing this weekend. to catch up, and there's a lot of things needs to be catching up. So I'm just going to print all that out, and hopefully I can get that catched up so I can start doing it again, because I, to be honest, I missed it a lot, because I was printing, I was literally taking photos nonstop with my camera, like even just mundane things like sitting at a desk or going to a coffee shop or taking the transit, for example. It was just nice to take photos and printing them out and make memories out of that, right? And plus I was on top of that too, it sort of matches my Instagram as well too. So if you go to my Instagram, the link's in the description, you can actually see the photos that I take and I'm printing it out, and actually just imagine what I'm actually putting in my journal. So that was the original plan was, but it was just life just got in the way, and I never got a chance to really pursue it and finish it off. So I think definitely this weekend will be definitely printing out. And speaking of taking photos, I still owe you guys a love letter to my camera, because it's a very interesting story with that camera and why I really enjoy that camera. So I think I'm gonna definitely do that tomorrow. I think I'm gonna take like an hour and go outside if I can and talk about it and tell you why I really like this camera. And it's such a different camera what you expect. So I'm not gonna tell you all about it, but I'll tell you all about it tomorrow. Hopefully tomorrow. If not tomorrow, it'll be Saturday. But definitely the next few logs I'll talk about it. But it's a camera that I was in a fence on, but I was waiting for another type of camera instead. But I decided, you know what? Let me just get this one instead, because it's one of those cameras that it strips your ability to think too much when you take a photo. It forces you to seize the moment when you take the photo. So I'll tell you all about it on the next log. But it's a wonderful camera, and I'll tell you a story about it regarding my nephew as well, and why this camera is kind of ideal for everyday use, including travel as well. So yeah, it's 6:16, so I'm gonna end the log now, and I'm just gonna wait for the wifey to come home and relax for the rest of the night. It is 6:27 p.m. and guess what just arrived? My Ryko Classic Softie just arrived from Amazon. So it's actually installed right now on the microphone. And it's bigger than I thought, and it should fit on the case that I just bought, hopefully. And it's big, but the good news is it's actually keeping the plosive pretty controlled. So I think this is to be a good starting point on everything. Compared to the foam that I got from Sennheiser, it's way smaller. It's incredibly a lot smaller, but it so far sounds good. It did give me a comb. Ryko gave me a comb to brush the wind jammer, the windscreen. So let's start with this and go from there. It is bigger. I did ending up moving the microphone forward a bit more just to encompass the whole windshield. And it should be fine. Yeah. Okay. I'll keep testing tomorrow. I'll definitely be testing tomorrow now.